This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. At least 22 migrants have died and dozens more remain missing after two boats packed with more than 140 refugees capsized in separate incidents in Greece. The sinkings are the deadliest in recent history, and tragedies add to the rising tensions between NATO allies Greece and Turkey. Anthe Karasava has the story.
Shipwrecked migrants flying up a craggy cliff on the island of Kythnos in southeast Greece, hanging onto rocks as furious waves batter dozens more beneath them on the shores. Mayor Stratos Charchalakis described the tragedy as he scrambled to the site with rescue crews. It was terrible, he says. I alone saw five people drowning before me. The weather conditions were fierce. The smuggling vessel broke in half from the collision. Authorities say they managed to save 80 of the estimated 95 migrants on a sailboat. Similar searches were ongoing off the coast of Lesbos, on the easternmost rim of Greece, where 16 migrant women and a baby boy died when the flimsy rubber raft they were crammed into crashed on a rocky tip off the island's shores. Anthe Karasava for VOA News, Athens.
At least 38 people, including 24 children, killed in a gun and knife attack Thursday at a child care center in northern Thailand. Local authorities identified the gunman as Panya Kamrab, an ex-police officer who was fired from the force last year because of his involvement in drug trafficking. Police say the gunman fled the scene, later killing himself along with his wife and child. They're continuing their investigation.